Nüüd Kai mäletas, et kui ta laps oli, siis nad ühel suvel olid seal ministrite nõukogu puhkekodus. Ja siis tal on sellest meeles, et seal selles ministrite nõukogu puhkekodu sellises kinnises poes müüdi banaane. Ja noh, ei ole päris kindel palju ta neid banaane sealt osta võis, aga igal juhul külalapsed, kellega ta seal muidu mängis, nende poes banaane ei müüdud. Ja siis ta läks ja ostis seal banaane ja siis seal värava ees hakkas neid siis nendele külalastele pakkuma või jagama. Ta arvas, et, noh, et ta jagab seda nagu teistega, et siis teised saavad ka seda. Noh, muidu endis muidugi raha tagasi ka, nii et eks see ka väikene ärivettevõtmine oli ehkki nüüd Kai ütluse kohaselt tema selles kasu saada ei tahtnud, aga selline natuke see teiste narritamine ja selline, eks tal see mõõd küljes ole, ehkki nüüd tema puhul oli küll kõige sellisemad positiivsemad eeldused, et miks ta seda teeb ja kuidas siis sõnaga neid banaane siis nüüd öelda tutvustada teistele lastele ka. This is a story from Kai, who remembers from her childhood that she was having a holiday at some party official's holiday resort, and one day they were selling bananas in their closed shop, so she bought bananas, and as she was playing with the kids from the village who did not get any bananas in their shop, so she decided that she will go and share the bananas with the boys and girls from the village. So she stood outside the gate and she was kind of making a point that she will hand out bananas, and of course some kids would give her money, but she was kind of thinking that, you know, I'll introduce you to new consumer or food item, and she was feeling very proud that she can, you know, share the bananas with the kids who would not have any access to them. But of course there was a little bit of the teasing aspect as well, as she could go and buy the bananas, but they could not get that privilege.
Tere küsimus.